Hygiene and Disease Prevention Radio is right here on Radio MD. Here's author, blogger, lecturer, and national medical media personality, Dr. Michael Smith, MD, with Healthy Talk.
All right, so what do you think? Is sex over after menopause? If you're a guy, I guess the question could be, is sex over after andropause? Well, we're going to focus more on the women here. You know, women go through certain changes that, you know, can affect libido and even their confidence, which may lead you to think that sex is no longer an option. But my guest is here to dispel that myth, and she really does believe it's a myth. She is none other than Dr. Ruth Westheimer. She's author of several books, and one is called Dr. Ruth, Sex After 50. Dr. Westheimer, welcome to Healthy Talk.
Thank you so much, and you're absolutely right. Let's bury that myth right this minute, because after menopause, in the Jewish tradition, there is a rule that says even after menopause, after procreation is not possible, a man is obligated to provide sexual satisfaction to his wife, so that we know that it's for recreation, not only procreation. The important thing to tell everybody on your show is that a woman after menopause, there is less lubrication in the vagina, so a lubricant has to be used. And the orgasmic response is not as strong as before, but nobody should give up on a good sexual life and a good sexual experience. That's why I did the book. Sex After 50.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. It's an awesome book. Where do you think this myth came from, Dr. Ruth? Where do you think this myth that sex is over after menopause?
First of all, we are at a time that people live longer. And maybe in previous years, you know, the time after menopause was really old age. So it could definitely come from that, because there are other issues that you doctors, discuss in terms of aging, in terms of diseases. And maybe that's why they thought that sexual activity shouldn't be engaged in. I'm saying nonsense, but people have to know to engage older people, to engage men after, for men there's no menopause. It's just because that means cessation of menses. But just at an older stage, the erection is not as firm and the ejaculatory feeling is not as strong. But that does not mean that people should give up on having sex. But what they have to know is to engage in sex in the mornings when the testosterone level is highest and when women and men are not tired, not at night, the last thing, and not after drinking too much, but in the morning or early afternoon to make some time to go back in the bedroom to caress each other. It takes a little bit longer for the man to have an erection. It takes a little bit longer for the woman to be aroused, but not to give up on sex.
Right. You, in your book, Sex After 50, you talk a lot about the importance of intimacy. How can couples who are older, been together for many, many years, what are some of the tips you give for increasing intimacy?
The important thing is that even for younger couples, to make sure that the relationship between them is a good and healthy one. Very often what happens is that people concentrate so much on child rearing that once the children go to college, there is no conversation. So older people have to know to keep their interest in life, to keep their hobbies. They don't have to be the same hobbies. She can go to the opera and he can play golf. But to keep that interest in life and so that they have a conversation going. Luckily, older people are not sitting at a table texting, not yet. That will happen with the younger generation who don't know anymore how to have a conversation. But older people have to work on that relationship and on bringing something to the table that's of interest. Not just saying it hurts me here, it hurts me there, or the doctor said this, or the medication does that. That's part of life. But to make sure that there's something interesting, a movie, a theater, come to see the show about me, becoming Dr. Ruth right now.
That's right. I saw that. That's awesome.
It is wonderful. Awesome. I promise you, anybody who sees it goes home and is going to have a good relationship. And who knows? There is enough sex in that talk by Deborah Jo Rapp, who plays me, and she does a wonderful job. There's enough talk about sex that it might even be a very interesting foreplay. So you better come and see it.
Okay. All right.
Important thing is to bury the myth of older people not being sexually active. Now, for widows,
Let me just ask a quick question, though. Before you go on to another topic, let me ask this question, though, because you're talking about intimacy, you're talking about better conversations, all that kind of stuff. Are there any physical things we can do, any exercises that you have found that help women to increase libido?
I don't know of any magic. I do know that the brain is the most important aspect of a sexual. The libido sits in the brain, not in the vagina and the penis. So I don't know of any particular exercise. I just know lust for life. Loving that they are around. Knowing that they have a relationship with the children and grandchildren. All of that is going to help. Now, what also will help is to watch some sexually explicit movies. I'm not against that at all. And she can watch it alone. He can watch it alone, which will provide for some sexual stimulation. I also tell women, if they have difficulties having an orgasm, try with a vibrator. Nothing wrong with that. If they're embarrassed, do it alone when nobody's home, in order to learn what they need to be sexually satisfied.
Right. I found it interesting in your book that you did say that the most important sex organ is the brain.
Right.
And so there's a lot of ways to, I guess, you know, get involved there, better conversations, the movies. I like your tips here. So more, sex in the morning, because for men, the testosterone's higher. Get more of the interest, the hobbies. Lubrication, you mentioned, is very important, right?
Because very important. The woman has to use the lubricant in order not to have painful intercourse. Because if it hurts, and you know that best, if it hurts, she goes to the doctor and she says, it hurts. Who needs it? So to use a lubricant, any of the lubricants that are over the counter, is very important. And then to have a discussion with a gynecologist. I did a book, Sexually Speaking, What Every Woman Needs to Know, with Dr. Amos Grunebaum, a famous gynecologist here in New York at Cornell Medical Center. And we discussed specifically the importance of women, particularly, to be able to talk with their gynecologist openly about sex.
Yeah. So we have lubrication, we have sex in the morning, interest, hobbies. You know, intimacy plays an important role. Have more than just a conversation about going to the doctors, which is really what my dad and my stepmom do all the time, and it's kind of sad, I think. When we come back, what we're going to do is we're going to shift gears, and we're going to talk about Dr. Ruth's book, which is Helping Alzheimer's Caregivers. So stay tuned for that. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.